much, Eddie. Appreciate that. We were just talking off the air, and I said, Brian, what we can talk about? I said, and he said, well, I don't know, your show. I said, we can make it happen. And so, Brian, let's talk a little bit about seed. You know, you guys, you mentioned earlier, you're working with the farmers to get their seed to plant this year. What pretty much is the trend among farmers? What are they planting soybean corn-wise this year?
I'd say to start with, Alan, a pretty significant trend compared to last year that's different would be the switch from Xtend Flex soybeans to Enlist soybeans this year. The dicamba trait technology lost its label for post application at the end of 24, and a lot of farmers that hadn't already made the switch to the Enlist platform kind of made that switch this winter. So that didn't really change anything on our behalf, because we represent both all different types of trait platforms. So it was just a matter of picking things and getting the right hybrid for the right farm and whatnot. And so that was something that was kind of changed in this area. Corn-wise, I feel like there's a little bit less white corn raised in our area, where kind of that Caldwell County line, and there's still a lot up there, but it seems like maybe some of that's kind of converting over to yellow corn. And it's my opinion, it's probably related to, you know, pricing and, you know, traits and things like yield. And I feel like maybe delivering of the product, ease of delivery, instead of maybe going to the river, they can go to our local elevator and you know, where there's some options that rebates and things they get back in those scenarios. So not as much white corn. You know, you were asking about sweet corn earlier. It's crazy how they're starting to trait sweet corn, where it's easier to raise, where BT and trying to keep worms out and glyphosate resistance. But we still carry the older varieties as well for folks that have them in their gardens or plant them on the edge of a field. And I was talking to two customers in this morning. They were talking about gardens, and I guess it's potato planting time. I don't have a lot of background in potatoes other than eating them. And so if you don't call me if you need any agronomy work on your potatoes. But I think it's the time to start planting potatoes. A few guys were in here this morning talking about it. But, yeah, thanks for clicking right along.
That's agriculture, and you know, it never stops, really. And you guys are, we talk about what you guys are out there doing now. A lot of folks are on the road, a lot of so what are you putting typically on a corn ground now to get ready in soybean ground?
It depends on their tillage practices, obviously. So we have no-till farmers that are, you know, when they cut the soybeans off last year, they may or may not have did any fall tillage, and so they'll come in the spring and burn down their field and you know, spray a residual herbicide with a glyphosate or something like that. And then you have your guys that are run strip till with a cover crop, and they're banding that in the field, and some of them plant that green where they'll plant the field and the cover crop is still actively growing, and then we'll come in behind, or they will, and spray right behind the planter. And then we've got guys that just need a light burn down that are going to work the ground for whatever reason, whether ground might need smoothed up or they're trying to heat the soil up so the seed will germ faster. So there's several different scenarios where things could be different, and we help with all of those. And then same thing on soybeans. I've got conventional till soybean farmers for full season beans, and we've got no-till soybean farmers that will plant on 15s and 30-inch centers, and some use a drill still. But there'll be a lot of activity in the next 30 days. I mean, there's going to be a lot going on, and we can't stress enough how just everyone be careful and be safe, and you know, think before you do, and think before you speak.
That's
and
right.
We all need to do that. I'm guilty of that every day.
Commissioner's famous statement: wave with all five fingers, right?
Wave with all five fingers. That's absolutely right. Or 10 fingers, and there's a kind of funny story behind that when you were telling that earlier. I enjoyed that. But yeah, just be courteous. If people were just courteous, how much farther along would our day go much better if we could just be neighborly?
Absolutely. You know, farmers are out there trying to feed you. That's what they do, and very important. You know, give them the respect they deserve.